Welcome to today's Wrenchgot Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The cast and crew of the Union Street Players production of The Christmas Post join us on today's program.
I'm Lisa Witzenberg, and I play Hattie McGee.
Mia Andringa, and I play Katie.
I'm Elise Pedersen, and I play Alice Garfield.
And I'm Tom Vanderwell, and I play Elliot Herzog Jr.
To start things off, let our listeners know a little bit about The Christmas Post. This is actually returning to the Union Street Players stage 10 years ago. And we'll start with you, Tom. Just give our listeners a general overview about The Christmas Post and some of the fun that folks may have at this upcoming show.
The Christmas Post is a wonderful, heartwarming, family-friendly musical for the holidays. It's a great show that takes place in a small Indiana town in 1947, right after World War II. It is based on two Norman Rockwell paintings, so it's a snapshot of Americana at that period of time, and it's about a war widow who is desperately working a commission sales job at the local department store, trying to buy those special presents for her children and trying to make ends meet, and the obstacles that she encounters. And she's got to believe that anything can happen on Christmas Eve and got to learn to keep the faith.
And we'll just go from right to left and have everyone kind of talk about their roles and what part you play and why it's a big part of the story.
I play Hattie McGee, and her newsstand, it has been in Holmesboro, Indiana, almost as long as the department store. And Hattie is a character that really just wants people to know that miracles can happen anytime, and they're just around the corner waiting to happen. And so she really tries to inspire people to believe and know that miracles can happen. And she, Alice is her latest person that she is trying to encourage that miracles can happen this Christmas Eve.
And I play Alice Garfield. I am the mother trying to make ends meet for Christmas for her two children. Alice is very sweet and somewhat naive, but still very, very positive, and has a lot of help from some really great people in her community that consider themselves kind of her, you know, people that want to push her forward and help her, you know, keep her faith and keep her head up and keep her looking forward so she's not overcome by some of the past hardships that she's had in life.
I play Katie Garfield, and Katie is a really nice person. She's trying to get money to buy her mom a special present for Christmas, and she's working for Hattie, selling newspapers.
Why do you think audiences will relate to The Christmas Post and what you're portraying up on stage? And we'll start with you again.
I think audiences can relate to what's going on stage, because as Christmas nears, there is always that anticipation and knowing that there is just a reminder of the first Christmas and the miracle that happened on that night. So I think the audiences can relate because they always want to find a special gift for someone. Sometimes there are so many hardships that come in the way, and you just think, oh, can you push through? Can you make it? But in the end, you can.
And for the two of you, what makes this so much fun up on stage to be a part of this production, especially with a large cast, with, you know, just all sorts of different elements that probably bring this and bring people back to that time period in Christmas?
For me especially, this is fun. This is the first show I ever tried out for with USP here, and I just was really excited to get into, you know, joining a fun group of people and being able to sing and dance and have fun on stage. It's a really great play because it's very, you know, inspirational and heartwarming, and I think it is, like, as Lisa was saying, it is very, you know, relatable for people because, you know, maybe there have been a time in your past where, you know, you struggled a little bit more one year, but you were still determined to, you know, give somebody that special Christmas that, you know, you wanted them to have so their eyes can light up on Christmas morning. And it's just been a lot of fun, you know, having everybody work together and be able to, you know, make this come to life on stage.
Well, this is also my first play. I tried out because I love acting and I love being on stage, and I wanted to do this to meet new people and make good memories.
Tom, that's got to make you excited to hear new actors joining Union Street Players along with some of the old favorites.
Absolutely, and one of the great things that I've enjoyed being part of USP over the years is that seems like every show we have a mix of old veterans who've been around and part of shows that audiences will remember and love, but also newcomers, you know, to have Mia and Elise, and even in our crew, we've got Marilyn Wickard up on lights, and this is her first show with USP. We've had Steve Swanson come in and help on the tech crew building the set. It's his kind of first show with USP. And so all across the board, it really is truly a community theater and a bunch of folks from the community, and as well as the outlying community and other towns around Pella have come in to be part of it.
Once again, that was the cast of The Christmas Post through the Union Street Players. Performances are scheduled on Friday, December 2nd, Saturday, December 3rd, Sunday, December 4th, Tuesday, December 6th, Friday, December 9th, and Saturday, December 10th. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.